Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Paul Boger. This is State of Nevada. If you heard fireworks going off repeatedly in Summerlin last week, blame the 35 players that hit home runs at Las Vegas Ballpark. That's because the Athletics were in town, and they gave Las Vegas a taste of what Major League Baseball games will be like after they move here in 2028. The team played six sold-out games, three against the Milwaukee Brewers, another three against the Colorado Rockies, winning four in total. The A's seemed comfortable playing in Las Vegas during their six games, and is it a sign that Las Vegans are now embracing their future baseball team? Also in sports, the NHL playoffs are over, and the Vegas Golden Knights did not bring the Stanley Cup home this time. Their crushing loss to the Carolina Hurricanes raises questions, from coach John Tortorella's recently announced departure to the future of goalie Carter Hart and other players. With me to talk about all of that is Alan Snell, publisher and reporter for LVSportsBiz.com. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Paul.
What went wrong for the Golden Knights last week? I mean, I don't want to use the word choke, but those last two games were rough.
Yeah, I like to give credit to the Carolina Hurricanes. You saw some typical Carolina play. The 4-2, 3-0 wins in game 5 and 6 were really typical Hurricanes games. The Golden Knights, you got to give them a tip of the helmet. They split the first four games. It was 2-2. Insane, crazy, momentum shift kind of games, very exciting for the fans. Teams were coming back from multiple goal comebacks, but in the end, the Golden Knights, I think, ran out of gas there. And, you know, more to me, it's not so much the Golden Knights. You got to just tip your helmet to the Carolina Hurricanes. They had the most points in the Eastern Conference. Believe it or not, they lost only three games in the entire postseason, including two tonight. So, you know, good for the Hurricanes.
Speaking of the Hurricanes, their fans in Carolina were chanting directly at goalie Carter Hart. You know, he gave up a lot of goals. Did the crowd get in his head?
I don't necessarily think so. That's something that Carter Hart will probably have to deal with for the rest of his career. Obviously a very controversial hire by the Golden Knights. But for the most part, I think Carter Hart is an average goaltender. And he played to me what he pretty much is kind of bound to play, which is average hockey.
You know, this was a season full of ups and downs for the team. You know, was this postseason indicative of their season as a whole? Did they change anything in the playoffs that helped them, hurt them? What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, the big ignition was Mr. Tortorella, Torts, as he's known around the league. He was hired with eight games to go. The Golden Knights were stumbling after the Olympic break. They fell from first to third place. And the general manager, Kelly McCrimmon, took a huge, huge gamble. He fired the Stanley Cup winning coach, Bruce Cassidy, installed John Tortorella, who won the Stanley Cup with Tampa Bay in 2004, and completely different style. His term was being a guidance counselor to guide a veteran laden roster. And the team responded. They beat two teams in their division the first two rounds, Utah and Anaheim. They went on to sweep Colorado before running into the buzzsaw of Carolina.
It's been widely reported that interim head coach John Tortorella, which you just mentioned, won't be returning next season. What kind of coach is needed to fill his shoes?
Well, it'll be a very interesting hire, Paul, because, in fact, the GM, Kelly McCrimmon, is having a press conference today. And we will see if Ryan Craig, who has been groomed at the Henderson Silver Knights, will be the new coach. Tortorella is a very veteran coach. But at this point, it's interesting to see whether Ryan Craig, who has been the head coach of the Henderson, which is basically the AAA feeder team to the big team, we'll see if Craig will be the coach. You have a lot of veterans, a lot of savvy players. You know, you don't need a coach to kind of teach about work ethic and strategy. In fact, Tortorella was really interesting. One of his takeaways was coaches practice too much. I mean, especially in the playoffs. So My hunch is Ryan Craig might get the promotion to the job behind the bench.
I want to switch to the Athletics, but first I want to talk about the offseason for the Golden Knights a little bit more. Should we expect any big moves in the next few months?
Well, you're talking about Kelly McCrimmon, and he has pulled the trigger on some of the biggest moves in the NHL in the last decade. So it's possible. I don't expect a lot of big moves, but with McCrimmon, you just never know.
Shifting to baseball, you caught a few of the Athletics games played here last week, June 8th through the 14th. What did the A's want to accomplish with this Las Vegas series? And do you think they actually hit those goals?
Well, clearly, this was some great Major League Baseball samples. I mean, this was legitimate games in the regular season that will be counting toward the standings. The A's definitely wanted to expose their product to a market that they will be here in 2 years. I don't think necessarily they had to they had to create this incredible, gigantic buzz per se. They wanted to have a presence. A lot of their players and their front office staff visited some of the hospitals, schools, what have you. They went to the food bank. So yes, they wanted to show their product. They wanted to show some of their young players who will be here in 2 years when the new stadium opens on the Strip. But also, they just wanted to create a presence here in the Las Vegas market. This is their future home.
You talked to various folks with the Athletics. You know, are they excited about coming to Las Vegas?
Oh, absolutely. They're in a very interesting situation where they left Oakland. They have a temporary 3-year gig in Sacramento, and they're running baseball games. In fact, last night they lost a tough game 6-5 to the Pirates. But they're running operations at a stadium. But at the same time, they're planning and laying the foundation for a whole new stadium and a whole new market. So they have a few balls in the air at the same time, and they are absolutely elated about being here in Vegas.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Alan Snell, publisher and reporter for LVSportsBiz.com. Also here is KNPR's own Mike Privat, who attended the first game against the Brewers. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Paul. Thanks.
Talk to me about your impressions of the crowd and their reactions to watching a Major League Baseball game with their future team.
So I went to the first game, and the first thing that really stood out to me was how many Brewers fans were there. I mean, you had a giveaway of an Athletics jersey that a lot of people were wearing, but there were also just a ton of people wearing Brewers shirts and hats. And it was a good reminder that, for so many years we haven't had, obviously, professional baseball. So baseball fans, they had a team already to root for. And I imagine there were a lot of former Wisconsinites here and just a lot of people even visiting to support that team. Lots of Let's Go Brewers chants. So they had a really strong presence. The A's fans, At times I was surprised at how quiet they were, because you had a player like Shea Langeliers who hit the first home run, and then he came up for subsequent at-bats, a lot of subsequent at-bats, and sometimes you'd barely hear, any kind of noticeable cheer for him, even though he had got the whole home run fest in motion. So my guess is that maybe by next year, and they hopefully play another Las Vegas series, that the crowd might be a little bit louder. This was, kind of a trial run for the regular season.
Do you think this was a preview for 2028?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of how many people there, again, were there supporting the Brewers, and how many people were there just wearing, Dodger hats, Chicago White Sox hats, Boston Red Sox hats. It was pretty interesting to see the representation of other fan bases there. There's a Facebook page that I follow called Stadium Chasers. They're people that go to other stadiums around the country to hopefully go to all 30. And the last week, that feed was absolutely filled with people who were here in Las Vegas, people who support all other teams, who wanted to be here. They felt this was special enough to come. Maybe it was also, the incentive. They get to go to Vegas and see some baseball. And there was a lot of excitement online. They're like, this is a great ballpark. These were great games. Oh, my God, all the home runs that were hit. This is super fun. So I think this does sort of portend what will happen in 2 years. We'll get somewhat more of the same.
At that same time, you mentioned lots of Brewers fans, lots of Rockies fans. Do you think the team did anything to win over locals in particular during this homestand?
I think that by having these giveaways. You know, Alan was just talking about their presence in the community outside of the stadiums. You had there were cute little like videos where they talked about their favorite restaurants in the city. Apparently, they really like Cape Capos on West Sahara. That I thought maybe the crowd would connect with. And you throw in the sort of Vegas spectacle of things with the fireworks of every home run. You had the Las Vegas ballpark sign all in green. I think there were sort of little, you know, nods to the crowd that maybe were creating a little bit of a connection.
Alan, we've got about a minute left. What does this team need to do to build that fan base before they get here in 2028 so that first game isn't filled with the other team's fans?
Right. So the young players have to continue their improvement and their trajectory. The team is a 500 team. They are contending for a playoff position. But I think the young players have to continue to improve. They need to also continue to just learn how to win games and close games and be competitive. And I think as the team moves up in the standings and 2028 gets closer and closer, you will see, I think, a bigger buzz. But I think, again, you know, it gets back to the Raiders. The Raiders have been losers, so you have lots of other opposition fans in the stands. If the A's continue to improve, I think, and the trajectory just continues to go up, I think you'll see a much more intense buzz in the community as 2028 approaches.
That right there is Alan Snell, publisher of LVSportsBiz.com. Also with us is KNPR's Mike Privat. Alan, Mike, thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Thanks.
And as a note, the Vegas Golden Knights are financial supporters of Nevada Public Radio. This is KNPR's State of Nevada.